Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel. Well, the not so gladsome tidings. It's very likely that Israel will recommence its war against Gaza once the hostages are released, who've been agreed to be released under the current ceasefire. So is that 43 in total are going to be released, and several hundred Palestinian prisoners set free? Over 200 were set free, causing widespread rejoicing in the West Bank. I think they're often from Gaza. So four hostages, I think all women, were set free just very recently. So more, and they very carefully planned it, who's going to be set free and in what order and so forth. So some of the Palestinians who were set free were immediately deported. Some have gone to Egypt, I think, some to Jordan. Now they've arrange the list and the sequence in which they're going to be set free in case it breaks down, that they know who gets out first. But obviously, if you're top of the list, then your family are very optimistic you're going to get home. There's always a chance that somebody will break the ceasefire, the other side will start firing back, and it just won't be completed. If you're bottom of the list, there's a serious chance that they won't get to you. But you've got to hand it to both sides, the state of Israel, Hamas, whether you think they're good or evil, they do abide by these agreements. And I can't remember which Israeli general said about this, about Hamas, that, you know, that they're very vicious people, but they are honest. If they say they'll release, then they do, that they're not going to do that. But both sides actually want trust on the other side, because supposing Hamas released the four and then Israel didn't release the 200, then it'd be very difficult to rebuild trust and get things going like that. Now, why does Israel release so many of them, people? It's not a one for one at all, partly because Israel holds 10,000 Palestinian prisoners, some of them minors, many of them women, arresting them. I mean, there's obviously, they haven't declared war. Obviously, they don't recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. They use whatever legislation, they can arrest someone, hold someone without trial or charge for 6 months. This can be endlessly extended, 6 months plus another 6 months plus another 6 months for your whole life, in principle. And they put them on trials, which Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch say don't meet international standards and so forth, that it's not an impartial tribunal, that the rules of evidence are not adhered to, and so forth. They're not given adequate facilities and time to prepare their defense, that crucial, potentially exculpatory evidence is withheld from the defense, and so forth. Anyway, so good news of all those who are set free. Now, Hamas is keen to emphasize that the women who've been released, Karina Ayev, Daniel Giloba, Naam Levian, Liri Albeg, saying that they're prisoners of war, that they were not hostages because they were serving soldiers, and indeed they've been wearing army uniforms since they got home. But so Netanyahu's done this partly to please Trump, under sustained pressure from the United States and, of course, the peace movement within Israel. The center and left of politics are saying, you know, freeing the hostages is a far higher priority than annihilating Hamas. Even if you can annihilate Hamas, how many thousands, tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians are you going to kill in the process? That really sullies our reputation, apart from being immoral, illegal, and all the rest of it. Now, so the thing he can do is let the ceasefire play out. He's given a sop to Trump. He's got quite a few hostages home, and Israel's been able to reconstitute its forces, plan the next phase. Now, Hamas has perhaps been unwise in this show of war force, going around in uniforms, showing their weapons, to say, you see, we're undefeated. But this first triumphalism has goaded the Israelis and has been grist to the mill from the ultra hawks, those who've resigned from Netanyahu's cabinets, you see, saying, see, they're not finished off. We've got to finish the job. We've got to eliminate every last single one of them. So, and then Netanyahu, by restarting the conflict, probably in late February, can please the ultra vicious wing of Israeli politics, who won't be pleased until 100,000 Palestinian civilians are killed. The many reasons for the high casualties. People say, oh, Hamas is using, you know, human shields in a very, very densely populated area. Unsurprisingly, Hamas can never be far from civilians. And civilians might say, oh, we're being defended by them or whatever. But see, you've got to remember that many Palestinians view them as their army, their defenders, and so on. Say that Palestine is a nation and most nations have armies. Palestine is no exception and so forth. Other things to point out. So, and then Trump might not mind so much if he goes on. Perhaps they think that Trump's on his side. Netanyahu can give his chum Trump credit for this ceasefire and all the rest of it. And then Netanyahu try and get the remainder of the hostages out. Of course, you might kill people in the process by blowing up somebody's building so you don't know where they are. And the one thing is, by cutting off food supplies, some maybe food is not going to get to the hostages. Now, Hamas puts a very high priority on keeping the hostages alive. They've got enormous incentive to keep them alive because they're very, very precious. They can be traded for so many Palestinians. You see what the exchange rate was, 50-1. And Israel saying, having released these prisoners, hostages as Palestinians would view them, saying they're tortured in prison, Israel, we can always kill them with the drone strike elsewhere. They go to Jordan, they go to Syria, wherever. Quite often we can track them. The Israelis are seen as the masters of signals intelligence. They can hack into computer systems, to encrypted messaging systems that no one else can decrypt. I remember like the founder of Mossad, Issa the Little, saying it's just by intelligence that a small state like Israel can survive, because it can't match the enemy for numbers, or sometimes even for armaments, but it can by cunning, by knowing the enemy's next move, by being able to preempt it and so forth. So Mossad's motto from the Old Testament, by subterfuge, ye shall do battle. Netanyahu wants to delay these court cases as much as possible. He's already had one court hearing. There are other court hearings coming up for supposedly bribe taking, for supposedly paying a newspaper editor to give him a more flattering reportage, and so on. So these, got to feel sorry for these women. They spent 477 days in Gaza. Many Palestinians say, you got to feel sorry for these Palestinian prisoners, because they spent decades there. Now, so, 121 of them serving life sentences. Israeli courts found them guilty of committing murder. Now, the Palestinians say, well, no, that was a sort of military action, killing a soldier in combat. But some of the people these prisoners killed before they were jailed in Israel were civilians. In some cases, they had deliberately killed civilians. But Netanyahu knows that Israel has obviously long accepted that people whom they regard as terrorists must be freed for the sake of getting Israelis home, and that matters more, and it's a price well worth paying. So the youngest person set free is 16, the oldest is 69. They tend to be adolescent boys or else women who are being set free. So grown men, usually not. They would like, is it Marwan Barghouti to be taken back. So of the, 251 people taken hostage after the end of this deal, there'll only be about 30 left. Some of those taken hostages were not Israelis, were Thai and so on, just happened to be working on farms and the like in Israel. Some of the Israelis were dual nationals. The Russian Israelis were released first out of amity with the Russian Federation. One of the women recently released was a British Israeli. But I think Netanyahu will see this as a chance to go ahead. Syria, no real problem for him there, so probably not intervene there, but see this as his chance to really try and wipe out Hamas. But and that will play well to a certain constituency which tends to support him, for whom no level of violence against Palestinians is too much. Well, thank you for watching the channel. I'm sad the very lugubrious forecasts. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate or PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.